But right now, I want to bring in the Minister for Emergency Services from the federal government, David Littleproud, who joins me live on the program. Minister, you would have seen these pictures as well right now, the devastation that has been caused through Kalbarri. This is a huge cyclone causing a lot of damage to Western Australia. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, and good afternoon to your listeners. It's, the pictures are quite frightening. And obviously our thoughts are with all those people that have been impacted. And obviously we're working closely with the Western Australian government to make sure every support that the federal government can provide, and that actually has already started. There's a C-130 Hercules that should be touching down very soon in WA with a aeromedical team, and they'll also be helping support of airlift of anyone that needs to be removed from any particular part of a Western Australia that's been impacted, but particularly around Kalbarri.
The Emergency Services Deputy Commissioner there, Superintendent, I should say, indicated that other states are providing personnel in their emergency services to help with Kalbarri. Is the Defence Force being called upon as well, David Littleproud?
We've got a liaison officer in the Crisis Control Centre now working with the Western Australian Government on that assessment of what they will need from the Australian Defence Force. But we did initiate what they call a COMDISC plan yesterday, which effectively is that coordinated approach where we get all the states to sit down, work through what the need is, and then we call on those assets, those expertise, and then obviously complement and supplement that with the Australian Defence Force. And there may be more requests, particularly around defence assets like helicopters or planes. We're waiting for that. We stand ready, but there could also be boots on the ground that will work with Western Australia. They make that assessment and then they make that request. And obviously, we try and work with the ADF as quickly as we can to get whatever support's required.
This has been declared a natural disaster, David Littleproud.
We wait for the Western Australian government. It will be. We obviously understand that they've got to make the initial assessment straight up, and I think from the pictures it's pretty clear. Mm-hmm. They will then obviously initiate the disaster recovery funding arrangements with ourselves, and once they've done that, obviously we're ready to stand that up immediately. In fact, much of it's already going as a result of the floods in New South Wales. So effectively, as soon as the Western Australia government makes that application to us, we will approve it. And then that obviously flows through the financial support. There'll be many tranches of that. The first one will be immediate response in terms of some short-term financial support just to give people some dignity and respect. And then obviously, depending on once the assessments are made of the extent of the damage, then obviously that becomes a lot more extensive, particularly working with local governments and repairing a lot of that public infrastructure.
Yeah, a few busy days ahead. I appreciate your time as always. Thank you very much.
Thanks, mate. Stay safe.